Lesson 112. Plural of nouns and the third person singular of verbs. Kiss, seize, rush, hero, fox, dish, valley, observation, for, fox hunting, serve, handbag, past. Generally speaking, when a word ends in one of the letters O, S, X, Y, Z, CH or SH, we form its plural if it is a noun and its third person singular of the present tense if it is a verb by adding the letters ES to it. For example, one potato, two potatoes. I go, you go, he goes. The word piano is an exception. We say one piano, two pianos without the E. When do we add the letters ES to form the plural of a noun and the third person singular of a verb?
We add the letters ES to form the plural of a noun and the third person singular of a verb when a word ends in O, S, X, Y, Z, CH or SH.
Some examples are as follows. Nouns. Hero, heroes. Bus, buses. Fox, foxes. Lady, ladies. Size, sizes. Church, churches. Dish, dishes. Verbs. Do, does. Kiss, kisses. Box, boxes. Fly, flies. Seize, seizes. Preach, preaches. Rush, rushes. As with most things in the study of a language, it is often better to learn through practice and the observation of particular cases rather than from a general rule. Do you prefer to see a man kiss a woman's hand rather than shake hands with her? Do you think boys ought to be taught to box at school? What do members of the general public do when they see a criminal seize a woman's handbag in the street?
When members of the general public see a criminal seize a woman's handbag in the street, some run after the criminal or shout for help, but most people just stand and look too surprised to do anything.
What do we mean by the evening rush hour in a large city?
By the evening rush hour in a large city, we mean that time of evening, usually between 5 and 7, when all the shops, banks, offices, etc. shut, and everybody rushes home from work.
Who are your heroes, both past and present? Are you for or against fox hunting? The difference between a dish and a plate is that we serve our food from a dish, which we usually put in the center of the table, whilst we eat our food from a plate. Break out. What would you do if another world war broke out? Wage, salary, payment, profession, non-professional. We use the words wages and salary for the payment received for work done, but the difference between wages and salary is that we generally use the word wages for payment received each week and for work which is non-professional, whilst salary we generally use for payment received each month and usually for work which is professional. Steady, actor, artist, seasonal, waiter, seaside, to change one's mind, painter, pianist, surgeon. What kind of people don't earn a steady wage or salary?
The kind of people who don't earn a steady wage or salary are such people as actors, writers, different kinds of artists, and people who do seasonal work, such as waiters who work at the seaside during the summer, etc.
What do we usually mean when we say that someone's a steady person?
When we say that someone's a steady person, we usually mean that we can believe what he says, that he does what he says he will do and doesn't keep changing his mind, etc.
What kind of jobs do we need a steady hand for?
The kind of jobs for which we need a steady hand are those of a painter, pianist, watch repairer, surgeon, etc.
About how long do you think it'll take you to finish this book if you keep working steadily? Plural of nouns ending in F or FE. Leaf, loaf, shelf, cliff. Nouns ending in F or FE generally change this to VES in forming their plurals. For example, leaf, leaves, loaf, loaves, shelf, shelves, knife, knives, life, lives, wife, wives, etc. But notice that the plural of cliff is cliffs, and the plural of chef is chefs. How do we generally form the plural of nouns ending in F or FE?
We generally form the plural of nouns ending in F or FE by changing the ending to VES.
Give me some examples, please.
Leaf, leaves, loaf, loaves, etc.
What are the exceptions to this rule?
The exceptions to this rule are cliff and chef.
There are other exceptions, but they are not among the basic words of the language. Woods. Do you prefer woods or open fields? Deer. Where do deer mostly live?
Deer mostly live in the woods.
Why?
Because they don't like to be seen very much and are usually afraid of human beings.
Greed. What happens to people who become too greedy?
People who become too greedy sometimes lose everything they've gained.
Plow. Turn over. Why do we plow the land?
We plow the land in order to turn the earth over and prepare it for seeds.
Scold. When does a mother scold her child?
A mother scolds her child when the child has done something wrong and made her angry.
Partner. If you went into business, would you prefer to have a partner or to be alone? Idiom 15. Put one's foot down equals to be very determined in stopping something. For example, things were getting worse all the time. The children were making a lot of noise and doing just as they wanted to, until I finally had to put my foot down and stop everything. What does the idiom to put one's foot down mean?
The idiom to put one's foot down means to be very determined in stopping something.
Give me an example, please.
If I hadn't put my foot down and got very angry with them, they would have done nothing, and the work would never have got finished.